I'm Russ White for MSU Today. Establishing more endowed chair professorships is a key goal of MSU's Empower Extraordinary campaign, says MSU Provost June Pierce Hewitt. And the endowments are a key piece in attracting the best faculty talent to MSU.
Well, if you look across our endowed chairs and professors, they really represent some of the finest scholars, researchers, artists, not just in the country, but really internationally. And we have recruited them to MSU for their intellectual leadership. The endowment piece of this becomes very, very important for these individuals. It isn't, certainly it's the title, it's the recognition, and that's well-deserved. It's as if one is the first chair in the orchestra or the first string on the team. But the endowment that comes with it, the unrestricted funds to pursue work, becomes very, very important for people who are very good and very innovative. All of these people, I believe probably all without exception, certainly have their work funded externally by foundations and national organizations and governments, but government agencies, but people who are very, very capable and who are truly leaders often are out ahead of those funding agents. They have the big idea. They have the hunch long before the funding agent issues a request for a proposal. And so making sure that those individuals have those resources at hand to begin to work on the next big idea becomes very, very important.
I'm Deborah Verholden, and I am one of the C.S. Mott Endowed Professors of Public Health in the new Public Health Division in the College of Human Medicine located in Flint.
An endowed position is what enticed Dr. Verholden back to her hometown.
So being a C.S. Mott Endowed Professor, which kind of makes me laugh every time I say it, it sounds very important. But what it is the C.S. Mott Foundation, who is very invested in Flint, literally located a block from our building, got together with the community, MSU, and they did a comprehensive needs assessment, really looking at what are some of the greatest challenges that Flint faces, and how could a university foundation community partnership come together to address some of those challenges. So the endowment is important because it is the investment from the Mott Foundation to secure the positions to actually bring public health researchers and public health faculty here front line to help to deal with some of these challenges. So the endowment is the investment of the C.S. Mott Foundation and the future of public health in Flint.
Microbiologist Victor Derrida returned to his roots at MSU from the University of Michigan to assume an endowed position and chair a department. He says the private funding from donors...
It's absolutely essential. And not because of me, you know, but because I'm going to put away the Rudolph Hugh Endowed Chair side for now and adopt the Department of Microbiology and Molecular Genetics chair, okay? So I'm competing for people all the time. I sort of think of myself as the general manager of a baseball team, all right? If we want to build strength, we can do it two ways. We can grow it in our farm system. We have some great, outstanding assistant professors here that we want to make sure that they stay happy. Or we can go out and find it in the free agent market. And the only way to get the free agents onto the campus is to have endowed professorships. That is talk about anteing up. What are we anteing up to get somebody who's already established somewhere else? They've got what they want somewhere else, but an endowed chair can really make them pay attention. So if we're going to build strength, we have to do it by going into the free agent market and keeping the people that we have happy as well, the young people. So, by the way, once the people that we start out in our farm system start doing well, they start to look like people that can be poached by other places, so we have to have something in place for them. The endowed chairs are essential for that. They are absolutely essential for that. People get into my position eventually, you know, it's nice to have, you know, in your signature line to have that you're an endowed chair, this or that's kind of cool. We're building a team here, and building the team requires that we grow the farm system and that we hire free agents, and the way that we get free agents is with endowed professorships, not because Michigan State's not a great place, but because they're very happy where they're at. So what is it going to take to get them to move? An endowed chair is really at least will start the engine. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but there's no way I could seriously go after somebody or would who's already established somewhere else without going after them with an endowment?
They can go any place, often places where the winters aren't quite so harsh and the laboratories might be a little newer, and where there may be a few more fine restaurants within driving distance. And so one of the ways in which one recruits in that environment is to be able to offer an endowed chair professorship. Unfortunately, we have very few of those. We're celebrating those that we do have, and it truly is a celebration because we've done very well during this campaign. But we began this effort with the fewest number of endowed chairs or professorships in the Big Ten. Again, that makes it very difficult when one of our sister schools, a very, very good school, each of us want the same individual, and one of us can offer the status of a chair, the recognition of a chair, the funding of a chair, and the other cannot. And it's very difficult in that environment to go head-to-head with these good places. And so this is the advantage that makes all the difference. And there is something quite amazing about how one attracts talent, because one good person attracts another good person who attracts another good person. People very much want to work in the kind of environment where they have the kind of stimulation that comes from being surrounded by the best.
Al and Nancy Gambrell established an endowed chair professorship, and Al said at the recent investiture ceremony honoring faculty who recently received their positions that donors have varied reasons for creating this legacy.
For Nancy and me, it was all about helping our students to have the opportunity to learn from and to be inspired by our faculty, the best of the best. And that's exactly what happened to me about 40-some years ago. I was in a class with Dr. Larry Foster, who some of you might know, and he did a lecture on organizational behavior, and he really knocked it out of the park in my mind, and it made me, or led me, to be inspired to choose my career in human resources. And 40 years later, I would say that I'm still inspired by that. And so Nancy and I, when we found our way to Empower Extraordinary, we wanted to make sure that we were doing something that would allow for every student here to be inspired by great professors.
Having an endowment sends a clear signal to the researcher and to the professor that there's an investment, there's an at-stakeness. If you want to know where people's values are, you look to see where they spend their resources. So when people endow positions the way the Mott Foundation endowed these positions at Michigan State, it's a clear indication that this matters. And who doesn't want to be someplace where you know that you matter, where the work that you do is a key part of the value system of the institution? So the endowment does make a big difference. It's a signal both to the community that there's a real investment, but it's also a signal to the faculty member that we are here and we are investing in you.
Provost Hewitt says establishing endowed chair professorships will continue to be a focus of the Empower Extraordinary campaign.
We've emphasized throughout this campaign several priorities, but we probably haven't talked about anything more than chairs and professorships, because this is the quality of the institution. This is the ultimate investment. This is the way in which we assure that quality continues in this place. I've said to more than one donor, if you care deeply about making sure that an area of study is attended to by the very best and always attended to, no matter how funds flow, come and go, no matter how funding agencies shift in their priorities, if this is a priority in your life, if this is something you're willing to invest in beyond today, beyond to tomorrow, then investing in a endowed chair professorship is really probably the ultimate place to invest. It's a way to carry not just the area of work, but in many cases it honors their family. That's for whom the chair is named. We have others that are named in honor of a professor or a mentor that really helped shape their lives. It becomes a very, very high priority. We care a great deal about scholarships and fellowships for our students. That's an outstanding investment as well. But chairs and professorships really change the quality of the institution.
The endowment also creates a sustainability for positions. I mean, mostly we're a soft money world. You know, when you're a researcher, you're paid primarily from grants, which are soft money. And the tides, you know, change and turn, and you know, people go into funding troughs. But with the endowment, there is some sustainability and a basic infrastructure of support that does allow the faculty to have a certain sense of security and stability in their research programs, which does create opportunities to attract the nation's best and brightest students, postdocs, fellows, and recruit other faculty. So even within our division, we are actively in the search process for an additional 4 faculty to join us within the next year.
What really happens at universities, and what has to happen, is we discover new things in nature. And the research is slow, it's expensive, and it's the predicate for all of the discoveries that are going to be beneficial to people. But the basic science that gets done at universities like Michigan State is so important. And I think we sometimes mislead the public by suggesting that, oh, we made this interesting finding, and that's going to lead to this new drug or this new antibiotic. It may, but the important thing is that we made the finding. And this basic science that drives these findings is really, really important. And it's expensive, as I said, and it's always a challenge to say, here's the line between this finding and this cure. But we know the finding is important, and we're doing this investigation because we want to uncover how nature works. We know over the eons that we've been doing this that once we uncover how nature works, we'll be able to harness it and make it better for us. But we have to first uncover how it works, and that's the basic science that people sometimes get a little bit impatient with. And I think we drive some of that impatience by using university press to get our stories out there. Oh, I made this discovery, and it's going to lead to this. Mostly that's BS. I made the discovery, and that's what Michigan State exists for, is to make discoveries. We're an institution. We're a leading research institution. We want those discoveries to go and help people and change lives, for sure. But just the knowledge itself changes lives, and that's really important. So that's a key element that I try to get out whenever I talk to the public, that the basic I can tell you about really important things that we do today that we take for granted and maybe even therapeutically, but I can also I can point to several of those that started as very occult and cryptic observations that somebody made. This is kind of neat. And then they got really interested in understanding why that happened the way it did, and ultimately it led to some discoveries. But the original science was done just because somebody was curious about how something works.
For more, please visit empower.msu.edu. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.